This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Guys, what do you think? What did you make of the Welcome Festival this year?
So I went to the Welcome Festival looking for just to see what was going on. And I popped my head into the sports section just to have a look. But I literally just had to walk straight back out because it was just so horrifically busy and hot. I just couldn't bear to do it. So I signed up to nothing.
Yeah, I was a Welcome mentor. So I was one of the people in the bright yellow t-shirts walking around. And I got really quite confused because not all the societies were running on all the days. They only had certain slots, and two, things seemed to change location, and the sports were only on Wednesday and Thursday in the sports hall, so it's actually quite a trek for people to go to. What about you, Zara? What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree with most of the feedback, really, because I think as a third year, I only really went in there wanting to go to a few specific things. I didn't really want to walk around. And I was looking for the place where you get your bus pass renewed. So I went into Portland, but it was so busy. And it was really hot in there as well. And no one seemed to know where to direct me. So I just had to walk out and had to call up NCT and ask them where they were located, because no one seemed to know where it was. So I think, yeah, maybe it would have helped by them having maps or just more people to know where to direct you to.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, because obviously in previous years it was in, everything was in one place as mentioned in the clip, and you know, everything was on for the whole time. I kind of felt that was way more exciting. And as a fresher last year, I walked in and was so bewildered by all the societies and I wanted to join everything. So I think in future years, I don't think they should stick with what they've done this year personally. But Shell, what did you think as a fresher?
It's quite overwhelming because there's like loads of different things on different days and you're trying to find it and you didn't really know your way around anyways. So it's kind of like, right, where do I go now? Where do I go? And I know, like, the sports hall, like, just had no clue where it was. So it's kind of not really knowing where anything was. So it was quite confusing.
Yeah, it seems like we all agree. Did anyone think anything positive at the festival or not really?
I think it's such a shame because the idea of a festival is such a nice idea. Like, it could be really good. So I think maybe if they stuck with the idea of a Welcome Festival, it could be nice, but just maybe put the societies all together.
Yeah,
to make it easier.
Exactly. And what did you think of the alternative non-drinking events, the purpose being put on those this year rather than, the reps, as they used to be called, you know, just being ticket sellers and trying to get, you know, the club nights promoted? Do you think it was a good thing or...?
I thought it was a really good idea, but, like, it wasn't promoted as much. I felt like in my halls it wasn't promoted as much, the, like, other events. And so it's kind of like you'd see them on like the calendar and you'd be like, oh, it looks like I'd really like to go to that, but you wouldn't, I had no clue where to like find half of them and things. So I don't know. And it kind of like, if you didn't go to a club night, I kind of felt like it was a bit like, you know, a bit odd. But yeah, it was a good idea. I really did like, because I couldn't do like every night was kind of a bit like a bit hectic. So it's kind of, you had that odd night where you'd want to go to something, but you didn't know where to buy tickets and it wasn't 100% clear. So, but it's a good idea, like in practice.
Did you find that the Welcome mentors were helpful this year in telling you what to do and them being like a port of call?
In my part, I think they were quite good. Like, I think if I'd felt upset or anything, I think I could have gone to them because they were quite friendly. But I don't know, I found like I didn't really go up and ask because I kind of felt a bit like don't know if they'd know where to go. Obviously they would, but it's kind of didn't really ask or anything, because I sort of figured out, we all tried to figure it out for ourselves, because there wasn't like, oh, we'll help you and things like that. It was a bit, I don't know, it was all right, but
yeah. Okay, yeah. We've actually had a text in, first one of the show, saying surely the officers could have made a number of marquees on the downs instead of all over campus. This is an interesting thing, because the downs is a very big space, and I kind of agree. I don't see why it couldn't all be in one place. As in, I know that there was the issue with the new sports hall being built, and so it couldn't be directly next to there. But I think the downs, I know it's not exactly completely flat, But I think it would have made a good location. Maybe the person who texted in should make a suggestion to the SU. You can start a petition going. What about you, Sara? What do you make of the whole Welcome Week as a whole and how it all works?
I don't know if it was as successful as it was in my first year, being a third year now, because I have a first year friend who's just started, and almost every day she was asking me, like, where do I do this, where do I do that, what's happening on this day, what's happening on that day. And I thought, didn't she have any reps around in her hall? Wasn't it clear for her? So on one of the Welcome Festival days, I came in and was so confused myself. I met her and I was like, I don't know how to help you at all, because it's completely different to what I had experienced myself. I just personally found it really confusing, and I thought if it's confusing for me as a third year, it must be 10 times more for a fresher, especially because they don't know their way around.
Yeah, it is such a hectic time anyway, you know, Freshers' Week, you know, it's a new experience. They give you loads of random lectures to go to that are introductory ones in places you've never heard of. And so I think the Freshers' Fair should be something that should be really enticing and exciting. I mean, obviously, Shell, you've joined URN, so you obviously managed to find us. But I think, I don't know, I think it's great that they gave it a chance and gave it a shot, but maybe in future they should go back to the old way. So now we have Amelia, who's going to talk to us about Cardiff University's creation of a new virtual assistant.
Now, a new virtual assistant, quite cleverly called Sherlock, has been developed by researchers at IBM and Cardiff University. The name Sherlock stands for Simple Human Experiment Regarding Locally Observed Collective Knowledge. Now, this is quite similar to Apple's Siri, as it works on smartphones and tablets, but it finds its information in a different way. Rather than searching the internet or databases to find its answers, Sherlock uses a local knowledge base. So it finds its information in a much more human way, by asking questions and storing the information that it's being told. Sherlock has been tried and tested in helping the emergency services and in an app helping people to navigate around a festival. So for example, at a festival, Sherlock can ask you via text, how long is the queue that you're in? It can then use your answer to tell other people at the festival how long the queues are. So it finds the information in the similar way that we would find information, by asking questions and then relaying the information. So it's great, as the information that you can get from it is very current and locally based. So I think this is a very clever use of technology. And Professor Priest at the University of Cardiff quotes, "It's not a product at the moment, so we don't yet have a particular use or niche for Sherlock." So for me, I've tried using Siri before, but I've never really received a useful response. What about you guys? What do you think?
I never seem to be able to say things properly. So I'll say, like, phone so-and-so, and it'll be like, looking for a restaurant in this area. And you kind of, like, just kind of can't really click with it. Like, I never really, like, I use it for, like, if like I'm really busy and I need to phone someone, so I'll be like, oh, phone this person. But that's, I think that, and I've only ever done that like once or twice, so don't really use it that much. But
I sort of forget that I have access to Siri on my phone. Like, anything that I would ask Siri, I just like type into Google or something and that'll be my answer, or like just call someone the old-fashioned way. I guess I've used Siri maybe once, and that was like probably at the height of my laziness, like call someone. But I've never actually found like a good use for Siri, really, or personally.
I found Siri really, really helpful when my screen broke. And so I sent texts, which didn't always go to plan, via Siri, and also call people using Siri. And I think it is quite a cool thing. As in, I remember when I was younger, I used to find the whole touchscreen concept really cool. You know, when you went to a doctor's appointment and you'd fill in your details on the touchscreen, it was all like, ooh. But now with Siri, it's kind of the new touchscreen, the excitement of being able to speak to a device, a non-human, and it be able to do anything at your command. I think it's pretty cool. Though I can see what you mean about it being a bit gimmicky, and whether it is actually useful, whether it's just an initial cool thing.
That's actually quite clever, like using Siri when your phone's screen is broken. I never thought to do that.
It was
that.
A lifesaver, honestly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I actually find Siri quite helpful because I don't know if everyone knows this, but, and also it depends on your software update, but when you have Siri plugged in, charging, you don't even have to, as long as you're in sort of a relatively close proximity to it, you don't actually have to press the button. So if you, your phone can sort of just be turned off, and as long as you say, "Hey Siri," it sort of activates it. And I find that really helpful. For example, say if I'm in bed and my phone's charging nearby and I'm like about to fall asleep, but I remember I need to set an alarm, all I have to say is, "Hey Siri, wake me up at 6:30 a.m. and it will set an alarm. Likewise in the morning, if my alarm goes off and I want a little bit more time in bed and I don't actually want to physically touch my phone to turn it off, all I have to say is, "Hey Siri, cancel my alarm," or "cancel all my alarms," or "wake me up in half an hour." And I just find that function so incredibly useful, and because you don't actually have to touch your phone and it's all Siri sort of doing it for you and helping you out. So I think more, but then when I was talking to you guys about it earlier, a lot of you weren't aware of that. So I think it really depends how much you know about it. And if you are aware of some of the benefits of it, it can really help you out.
I think that is so cool. So you don't even have to press the middle button.
No. It has to be on charge though, but I just find it really helpful because,
It's quite scary though, isn't it? You could be saying all these things.
Yeah.
You could be recording them.
Yeah, that is quite scary how, because you think, is it listening into other things I'm saying? Because how is it always so alert? Like, I have to say two words and it just like turns on, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd have to update your software though, which is something I never do personally.
Oh no, neither. I just leave it hanging, leave the message, keep pending and it keeps popping up.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about it coming from Cardiff Uni? Do you think that universities should be pioneers of this innovation? Do you think it's worth it or not?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great. If the technology is there, then of course we should use it as much as we can. But at the same time, I do think it's a bit weird talking to a machine. And I think with all the kind of debates about how children are spending so much time watching TV and on PlayStations with technology and not spending much time interacting with people, I'm thinking, is this maybe one step closer to spending even less time with humans?
That's actually a really good point, because that point you made about being in a queue at a festival and then why would you just ask people that were in the queue how long it had?
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.